Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Even though it's a case study in the law of diminishing returns, Francis Ford Coppola's Godfather trilogy has been a welcome addition to C4's schedule over the last 3 weeks. A tragic exploration of hubris and nemesis, the American dream turned into nightmare, a cinematic hate crime against law-abiding Italian-Americans, or an epic battle between Al Pacino and his increasing tendency to bury every performance in prosciutto. Who knows? But back in the surreal world, life just doesn't have the same operatic tone and luscious production values. This last week has come to resemble nothing quite so much as a second-rate magician at a nudist camp. All those shiny objects have to be coming from somewhere. But do you really want to know where? Oh yes, just when I think I'm out, that old black campaign magic pulls me back in. We started the week with a typically Winston piece of sleight of hand. 2 months ago, he signed a pledge that, quote, my party will not initiate or support the sale of KiwiBank. This week, he was calling for separating KiwiBank from New Zealand Post and floating shares. Reconciling those two statements requires pulling a traumatised rabbit out of your butt in full view of the audience. But thankfully, everyone in Winston's base has no long-term memory and thinks bunnies are way cute. The Greens more adroitly pulled off the thunderous damp squib. A coalition with National isn't going to happen? Well, that's the biggest anti-climax since I rather nervously came out to my foster mother, who, to her great credit, tried really, really hard to look surprised. Then we have Maurice Williamson and Lockwood Smith. They need to go back to magic school for a refresher